Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Texter writes in, not overpaying for anyone worthwhile with what's now left of the $25 million, which they may have spent on Schwarber, which is about $18 million now. Please stop saying there's $25 million out there like the $7.5 didn't count. Listen, if signing a guy for $7.5 million keeps them from signing a big fish, then they were never serious about getting the big fish right to begin with. Come on now. The real crime of it is if they are actually legitimately trying now and they didn't the last 2 years.
You're right. That too.
It gives off the vibe. Again, if they're really going full bore at this right now, it gives the vibe of like cramming for a final exam.
Uh-huh.
Like not studying until the night beforehand. And now, oh boy, we got to get this done.
Like throwing down the field if you're a Pittsburgh Steelers like this past Sunday?
Yes. Oh, now we're really desperate. Look what we'll do when our backs are against the wall. We'll throw the ball down the field. Well, maybe your backs wouldn't be against the wall if you had thrown downfield to begin with. Like we heard about Jazz Chisholm at the deadline. Not this year, but the year prior when the Pirates actually were in it. They missed a golden opportunity. A golden opportunity. And instead of Jazz Chisholm, you get IKF, who was really more or less just a loudmouth who was a okay baseball player who wound up losing Toronto the World Series. And you get Brian De La Cruz, who's got only like 5 home runs more than I do since the Pirates acquired him, maybe even fewer than that. That's the problem. Then last offseason, your big move is getting Spencer Horowitz, who had a chronic wrist injury and wasn't able to play for a long time. Well, by the time he got up here, the season was already lost.
Over.
You also held on to your manager, who you clearly had thought about firing, and then fired him after they got off to the 12-26 start. Like, if you thought, hey, if things go bad, we'll fire him, then you should have fired him before the season started. Somehow he's got a job with the Twins now. Unbelievable. But what we are all in. Great. Why weren't you all in at the deadline 2 years ago? Why weren't you all in last offseason? What, it's because the looming lockout? Did you not know it was coming?
They're feeling the pressure.
They should have been feeling the pressure before.
Yeah, well,
but I think you're right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Cherington feared for his job before, and I think that this is the year where he has to do something. So they're feeling the pressure of having to do something, make a big splash, so people ease off, I believe. And they heard the heat and they felt the heat before, but I don't think that anybody was really under pressure of losing their job. If you're in the front office, I know that obviously Shelton did, but I don't think Cherington now knows that he has to do something.
He must have known he wasn't going to be on the hot seat last year,
right,
no matter what. Now he obviously is, but for me, you either make the playoffs or you're gone, buddy. Like, you either make the playoffs or you're, like, not even competitive, not 500. No, you make the playoffs or you're out of here. Like, this is your last shot.
Mm-hmm.
Because this could be the final full season of Paul Skeens.
Mm-hmm.
This year, there's no lockout. Next year, there's a lockout. Are we even going to see baseball? Then the year after that is probably the year that he would be traded midseason, depending on how things look. So I get why the pressure is ratcheted up right now. I just think these last two off seasons and deadlines have been such wasted opportunities,
yep.
Man. And it's so frustrating because they had the pitching last year to be good enough. And the year before, I don't care if it was smoke and mirrors, through 100 games, that's a majority of the season. You were in the sucker, and you're going to get Brian De La Cruz and Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. Ew. 412-928-9370. I keep refreshing Twitter like today's going to be the day. I'm such a Pirates loser.
Like today's going to be the day for what? Big signing.
Something.
Mm-hmm.
Anything. And they got me. They got me. Doesn't mean that I'm like...
I got Harry. I know that.
I'm not head over heels believing that they're going to do something, but you know, now they got me curious.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Who's out there, Harry, that makes sense? Like Yandy Diaz, we talked about him at the deadline. As a Tampa Bay Ray, I'm a big fan of him and his bat and his on-base percentage and his position flexibility, which they seemingly love. But who out there makes sense for you, Harry, that's realistic?
I don't know if there's anybody left. Realistic? I mean, Kyle Tucker, Cody Bellinger, they're still out there, but
yep.
You'd have to pay them a massive amount to come here.
Well, that's
I'm trying to think, too, because we talk about 2013 and how Russell Martin came. Russell Martin only came because the Pirates were willing to pay him the most money of anybody, and that started a trend because then they got Francisco Liriano. I mean, A.J. Burnett was an appealing choice, I think, to a lot of people, and then in the next couple seasons, it was exciting to play for the Pirates. Gerrit Cole was coming up and emerging, Andrew McCutchen, MVP.
Right. You already had the piece that – if like Russell Martin didn't have to come here and be the guy.
Mm-hmm.
When you have an MVP candidate that's playing every single day, that's a selling point more than a Paul Skeens, I would think.
I feel like the best players don't want to be the only player.
Right.
Is a big thing. And I mean,
well, I think lineup protection's a real thing.
I mean, look at the lineup protection for Schwarber.
Exactly.
In Philly.
Trey Turner, Bryce Harper.
Here's the best theory that I've seen on all. Exactly. Here's the best theory I've seen on all this. And a texter just brought it up. The Pirates are trying to dodge a grievance. Like, you've got the looming lockout coming up, and a lot of the talk this last year plus, as we've known that this lockout is going to be right around the corner, has been the Pirates are getting all this revenue sharing money. All these small market teams are getting this revenue sharing money, and they're not willing to reinvest it into the product on the field. Well, now you got this lockout next year, and the Pirates go, no, we're trying to invest this money. And even if they don't, they can say, hey, at least we tried. Maybe they do want it out there, and it has absolutely nothing to do with the fans. Perhaps it's just getting the industry saying, whoa, hey, look at these Pirates. Mm-hmm. Maybe baseball's not all that broken. Maybe, hey, if they could be interested in a Kyle Schwarber, anybody can. And that means baseball's fine. I could definitely see that being the angle. Texter, I know you guys are doing your job, but we cannot wait until you stop talking Pirates. Listen, if this was last offseason, we wouldn't have been. There was no smoke to anything.
Nothing.
Like people, and I'll just talk from how the sausage is made standpoint. Like, we know how many people are listening right now on the YouTube, on the stream, on our X stream, and people love transactional stuff. So you, sir, are probably in the minority. Not to say we won't start talking Steelers momentarily, because we will. Eugenio Suarez turns me on. I also think he's a good baseball player.
Yeah. So both. You're turned on by him, and you like watching him play baseball.
I mean, just think. I know he's not a great defensive player. But if it's Pirate Fest, and poor old friggin' Jared Triolo got to walk up there and talk to, like, Dan Zangrilli and then the media, it's not his fault. But people be boo his ass. But if you walk Eugenio Suarez out there, you're going to have more people at Pirates Fest, I would venture to say, than any time since 2013, mm-hmm. 14 and 15, maybe the most you've ever had. So, do it. Do it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.